Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Live cattle futures finished mixed today. The March feeders expired with the last trade being 141.95, down 17 cents. April will be the new front month, and starting tomorrow at 146.10, up 20 today, about 60 off the lows and right on the highs. A relatively quiet day for across the board for the feeder cattle. Now, on out in August and September, they were a little bit higher, 60 to 75 higher. Live cattle were 126.62 in April, up 37 cents. Yesterday, we had some earlier than expected trade. Now, on Wednesday, some 125 and 126, which was $2 to $3 lower than the previous week. So the market was really anticipating some pressure today, but it never really developed here as we closed higher. Box beef at midday was under quite a bit of pressure. Choice was down $1.10 at $2.27.89. Select down 19 cents at $2.20. The hogs took an unexpected dive today. They were down about $2.50 to $3. So those hog futures market were under quite a bit of pressure. We've got a hogs and pigs report. The all hogs estimate is 102%, so 2% larger than last year, 74.3 million head. Kept for breeding, 101.9%, and then kept for market, 102%. So hog overall expansion.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
Today's grain markets were weaker for the wheat market, down 5 to 6 cents. It was thought earlier in the week that we would have some support given the fact that the United States has got some export business competing against other export places such as Russia. But the market has really been disappointing since then, down 5 to 6 cents here today. Corn was about unchanged, and then soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents. Mid-morning, we had an announcement that China bought 1.5 million tons of U.S. soybeans. Deliverable this summer or late summer. So that was kind of a bullish thing. The market didn't really take it all that positive here and didn't really rally after the news. But tomorrow, mid-morning, we've got a planting estimate number. The early estimates for corn planting, 91.3 million acres. That was about 2.5 million acres more than last year. Soybeans dropped to 86.17. Last year, we were 89.1. So really the big shift is more corn acres, less bean acres. Cotton acres are expected to be about 14.5 million acres. Last year, they were 14.1, so bump up in cotton, mainly due to the economics of that. And then the other part of the report is quarterly grain stocks. Wheat is estimated to be 1.55, corn 8.33, and soybeans quarterly stocks are 2.68. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.